with prayer and thanks and the benediction. Yes, number 7. I'm Pastor Bill Rose from Warrior Presbytery. It was mentioned that you have some releases for the newspapers, and these gentlemen may not know where they are, so that you can take this home and put it in there. Could we pause for a moment for certain announcements? If there's some special announcements.
In our closing prayer, if we could remember Dr. Robert G. Rader. He's hospitalized and I understand is in very much need of our prayers.
Are there announcements? Is the place where these are found understood now? Okay. Oh, they're passing out, but they're all right up there. You can get them after you leave. Shall we then turn to Psalm 133, and I will ask the organ for the first verse, and then if you would like to lead us in the singing a cappella of numbers 2 and 3. By virtue of the authority delegated to me by the Church, I do now declare that the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America is adjourned to convene at Norfolk, in the area at least of Norfolk, on June 13th to 17th, 1983. Shall we unite in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thy throne and remember that it is a throne of grace. And it is in that grace, O God, we come to Thee. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy grace to us, for Thy grace in bringing us to Thyself, for Thy grace in calling us to Thy service, for Thy grace, Lord, in calling us together in this work. Remember, our Father, that the work is done not here, but at the home, among the people, Lord, whom Thou hast called us to feed. We pray that Thou would bless the faithful pastors across the country. We pray that Thou would be with them in their flocks. We pray Thee, Lord, that Thou would be with the agencies of this church. And we ask Thee that as we have tried to concert the business of the church, that Thou would take our actions, Lord, and use them to Thy glory. Given in human frailty, Lord, we pray that You will yet give them divine effect, and that Thou would bless our church, our Father, in the days ahead. May it be a lighthouse of the truth that will encourage others. May it be a haven where men may come and will come and receive the blessing of God and be saved for eternity. We pray Thee, Lord, that Thou would bless some in special need. We pray Thee, Lord, for Dr. Robert Rayburn in his physical condition and in his need. Help him, O Lord, by thy grace. Be with him, and may he stay his heart upon the Lord. Others are, Father, facing operations, weakness, difficulties. We pray for these, O Lord. Thou art the great physician. And we ask thee, Lord, that thou would help us in our hearts to give thanks unto thee. So, Lord, we would praise thy name, thy great and holy name, and ask, O Lord, thy blessing. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit the Comforter, be and abide upon you now and through all eternity. Amen.